Welcome to Chaos MMA.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
I'm here to make the division great again. I'm the people's champ.
Donald Trump's favorite fighter.
Well, hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. Kevin and Ryan here with MMA Sucka. And today we got on Jimmy Flick, who has just recently got a UFC contract from the Contender Series. Jimmy, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. So let's talk about the Contender Series fight. How was training leading up to that fight?
It was great, man. I had a good training camp going into the LFA title fight that only lasted 38 seconds. And within 9 days after that, I got the call to step up 4 weeks out for the Tuesday night Contender. And we took it and we got right back to training and we just stayed in the gym, stayed active, and then we just put a great game plan together for Nate Smith, and everything went awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, to your fight against Nate Smith, so you got that arm triangle choke in the third round, and that was a great choke, and you dominated the fight, basically. Going into the fight, is that how you saw the fight playing out, you thought?
Most definitely. I'm a grinder. I love the pressure. I love to get on top, and I love to do damage and go for the finish, and I didn't expect nothing less coming from Nate. He was a good wrestler.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he would have fought me off a little more, but round one, we kind of got in a slip from kicks, and that's how I got on top, and I really felt dominant there, so that's where I knew I wanted to be from the fight, and I was just excited with my performance. I was glad I was able to get that contract and hoping to get in the UFC soon.
Yeah, now you fought many guys over your career. Now, after that fight with Nate, do you think he was your toughest opponent so far?
I mean, it was a tough fight, but no, far from my toughest opponent. I had a tough fight with Johnny Bedford. I really had to build deep to get that win and get that finish in the third round. I also had a tough fight. That UFC Fight Pass just put the second round out on their Facebook page, and a guy got on top of me and punched me about 60, 70 times while I just stayed defensive, recovered, and I came back and got the submission win in the second round over Jameson Saudito. That was a pretty tough fight, and I think that's what helped me going into this fight. You know, I was 14-5 fighting a guy that was 6-0, and I had a lot more experience. My opponent's combined record is like 146-39 or some shit, you know. So I've fought the top of the top. I even fought UFC vet Chris Gutierrez. He's currently 3-1-1 in the UFC. Ray Rodriguez, who just stepped up on short notice. And I fought these guys at a higher weight class. So going in at 125, I'm just super dominant. And I feel confident every time at 125 I can beat anybody in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jimmy, were you surprised that Nate didn't tap earlier? Because you had him in many submissions, and I was shocked he didn't tap earlier because they were pretty tight.
Yeah, I was very surprised. Like Cormier said, a lot of those guys I've got earlier in my career tapped a lot quicker. He was a tough opponent. I tried to break his arm a couple times, and he gurgled multiple times and all the chokes had him. So I think that's kind of what wore him down and made him tired. Because he comes out of a camp at altitude with Team Elevation. So I knew his cardio was his number one aspect. And I was very happy I broke his cardio down. And I was able to wear on him and get that finish in the third round.
Yeah, so we need to get into, like, to the mind of the fighters. So, like, before you're walking out to the octagon, like, how are you feeling? Are you nervous or, like, are you calm? Like, how does it feel, like, warming up and then, like, walking out to the octagon to fight?
More of during the day am I nervous and thinking about so much. But when I get there and start getting warmed up and get ready to make that walk, as long as I know I did everything in my training camp and I'm super confident, I just go in there with the mindset to kill. And I really have a lot of nerves just prior to the fight. But once I go to the venue, I'm pretty settled and ready to go. We've got a lot of fights. We've got 20 pro fights. We've got 7 amateur fights. I've done 2 boxing, 2 kickboxing, a pro Muay Thai fight. I've even done pro grappling. So have kind of experienced it all. And I just love the feeling and I love the adrenaline rush. And with no fans or with fans, it has not seemed to make a difference.
Yeah. So now you're sitting there with all the other Contender Series winners. When UFC, what's going through your mind?
Oh, dude, it was crazy, man. It's so hard to explain. And yeah. I've been a professional for 10 years. So it took me a long time to get there. Yeah. I've been praying and I've been working really hard for that moment, man. And I still even think that it's like 3 weeks after the fight, I'm still trying to take it all in, you know. I just went to go eat with my family and, you know, some people noticed me and, yeah, you know, talked to me. And it's amazing, you know, and it excites me. So it's a dream come true for sure.
Yeah. So, like, what's next for you? You know, when are you looking to get back in there? Are you a guy that's looking to be, like, very active? Like, you see some of these guys that are taking advantage of this COVID stuff and fighting, like, 3 to 5 times a year they're trying to fight. So when are you looking to get back in there and make your UFC debut?
Oh, most definitely before the end of the year. Okay. And if everything goes good, we'll be announcing some stuff here soon.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. And, yeah, this will be my fourth fight this year. I've already fought 3 times. I've won 2 yeah. titles, one in my local town of here where I was born and raised. I won a 125 title, then I won the LFA title. And then we just won in the Tuesday Night Contender. So we want to cap the year off with one more before Christmas and be able to spoil my girls.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the flyweight division. So what do you think of the flyweight division and like the rankings and everything right now?
I'm trying to get in there, man. Like, I know we got Brandon Royval fighting this weekend. He's like number 9. He fought Tim Elliott and that's how he got in the rankings. He was the last LFA champ. And he won the title in 23 seconds. I won mine in 38 seconds. So he beat me, you know, and I want that fight. I've told him I wanted that fight. I also thought I was going to have that fight before he even went to the UFC. And they ended up taking another opponent and a bunch of stuff happened and I never got the fight. And then he fought some guy on short notice and beat him and then got in the UFC. But that's a fight I'm chasing. I love Tim Elliott and Juicy A. Formiga. I think that would be a great opponent for me. I'm trying to chase the top 15 right off the bat, but whatever the UFC offers me, I'm going to take. And we're just going in there to make a statement and put a beating on the flyweight division.
Yeah, and speaking of the top 15, how do you feel about Cody Garbrandt dropping down to the flyweight division?
Oh, I think it's awesome, man. It's going to bring a lot of fans to the flyweight division. And I think it was a smart move on the UFC to keep the flyweight division alive and noticed. We got, you know, a Brazilian and American that are both stand-up fighters that are going to go in there. I just hope he makes weight. I hope he has a good cut. I don't think he'll win the fight, but I think it's a good way to get the eyes on the flyweight division.
Now, if there was, like, one person in that flyweight division you could fight right now, who would it be?
I want Juicy A. Formiga. He's the guy I always looked up to. When I started as a professional, he was already in the flyweight rankings as, like, the number one guy before, you know, multiple years later of the UFC coming out. He also has a win over the UFC flyweight champ. Division, and he's on a 3-fight losing streak. So I think it's a great matchup. It's a great opportunity if I could kind of push for that fight, and that's something that I would really enjoy.
Yeah, well, last thing here, thank you for coming on again, man. One thing I wanted to bring up, so you, before like your Contender Series fight, you compared your jiu-jitsu to Damian Maia and your wrestling tithing was Khabib. Well, and then you backed it up, and I agreed with this. So how much do you think that helps, and what was it like to back this up? Because when many people probably heard that, they were probably like, oh, this guy's crazy, what's he saying? But you backed it up. So what was it like backing that up?
Oh, it was great, man. It's me all over, man. I've been explaining to people for a long time that's what I feel like I have. I have the Khabib wrestling, and I have the Damian Maia jiu-jitsu. And the reason I say that is because when I get on top of you, you don't get me off of you. But the whole time I'm going for submissions like Damien. So that's always something Damien lacked was jiu-jitsu. And then Khabib just mauls people and likes to beat on them, or he tries to submit them or TKO them. So I love to just go for the finish. It's killed or be killed. And I got 5 losses and 4 of them are by knockout. And that's why I went to Forza Combat Sports. It's a Muay Thai gym, and I've been over there for almost 2 years now. I've won a kickboxing fight, and I'm 3-0 in MMA in 2020 since I joined. So it's made some big leaps and bounds on making my game solid all over, like my nickname, The Brick.
So yeah.
That's what we got, man, and I don't look like for anything different when I make the UFC debut. Is, you know, to show off exactly how good I am all over and use my same game plan to beat people and dominate the flyweight division.
Yeah, we certainly can't wait for your UFC debut. Well, man, thank you for coming on. It was great speaking to you. And if you want to thank any sponsors, coaches, shout out your Instagram or whatever, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I appreciate all my sponsors for the support. Can't thank them enough. If you want to follow me on Instagram at The Brick MMA, also on my fan page, Jimmy The Brick Flick on Facebook. My Facebook's out of friend request, so I can't okay no more people. So I'm trying to get them to my fan page. I got almost 4,000 followers. I'm also on Twitter at Jimmy Flick. And thank y'all for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, man. Thanks for coming
on. No problem,
man.
Thank you, man.
Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Make sure you guys follow us at KSMMA on Twitter and Instagram. And also check out our articles and interviews on MMA Sucker. And we'll see you guys next time.